9 minutes past 7, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called Sabahul Muslim. In a few minutes' time, we'll be joined by Matthew Sposa as we hear more and more ANC veterans speaking out about their parties. He'll be talking to us about his feelings on Inkandla and all of these issues. In a few seconds after that, we'll be joined by Hafidha Rehana for the Middle East Report. And thereafter, at about 7:30, we'll be joined by Ronald Evergy for fitness and health discussion, inshallah, that coming up at 7:30. But for now, it is time to speak to Matthew Sposa as the anger against President Jacob Zuma continues to grow and calls for his resignation increase. More and more ANC stalwarts and struggle heroes have decided to open up their dissatisfaction with the ANC and especially President Zuma. The groundswell of anger against the president increased after he slammed the Constitutional Court about the Inkandla issue and what as many as called an apology shortly after the Concord ruling. His close links with the powerful Gupta family and reports of stage capture by the family have added to this unhappiness. Now, a man who played a pivotal role in ANC's struggle for freedom is Matthew Sposa. And we welcome him now onto the show. Good morning and welcome, Matthew Sposa.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to our listeners, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Now, it's an honor.
Thank you. And what was your immediate reaction to that important Constitutional Court judgment on Inkandla, Matthews?
I think you may have read my speech immediately. I think I was one of the first many South Africans who responded that afternoon. I thought here is the Constitutional Court reaffirming our Constitution, making us to sleep in peace, knowing that our democracy is intact, it's safe, and that no one, whether you're president or prime minister or whoever, could ever undermine our democracy, which is a constitutional democracy. You know, undermine our institutions of democracy which support the Constitution, like the Public Protector, the Human Rights Commission, the Auditor General, and the rest.
Now, was the Inkandla matter the first real test for our democracy?
Unfortunately, it took so many years, more than 21 years, to really test democracy to the limit. But I think our democracy passed the test with distinction.
Should the president have done the right thing and resigned rather than watch his party losing more and more support on the ground, Matthews?
I don't know what should have happened from the beginning when this matter arose. The president should have himself, without being pushed by anybody or public protector, investigated the matter and found out exactly what happened and found out what was wrong, if there was anything wrong, and cleaned it up. It would have been no noise and hullabaloo. But by looking and seeming to be saying, I paid nothing, my family paid, or I owe nothing, and later say, okay, I do owe something. It looked like something is fishy and finicky. And indeed, there was. I mean, the Constitutional Public Protector exposed all those things, exposed the lies, exposed the theft, exposed the looting of the state treasury. It at great cost. And then now the Constitutional Court, the Parliament made fools of themselves and tried to cover up as well. Portfolio committees made fools of themselves. I mean, we made a mockery of our institution of Parliament. And the next Constitutional Court has to tell us what we should have known. I mean, we wrote the Constitution at Kodesa. I was one of the drafters of the Constitution. And it's a matter of shame that we should be waiting for the Constitutional Court to rule all the time on a matter on which we have put on the paper.
Now, should the ANC be surprised at the level of anger leveled against the president over not only the Inkandla debate, but also the Gupta family relations saga?
Of course. You see, the problem is, and I addressed ambassadors last week, 20 ambassadors from Asia, and I said, you know, the ANC is suffocating under one scandal after the other. You can see it. When you wake up in the morning, you don't know what to do in the front page. And it's all around the presidency, and unfortunately, around the president himself. And some of the people he trusted, I think, have abused him and betrayed his trust. And of course, you should not be too trusting as a leader. You should be careful and check everything.
Now, where did the ANC start to move away from the principles of the Freedom Charter of 1955? Surely, there can be no question that this is not the ANC that so many people fought and died for. It is not even the ANC of Nelson Mandela, some feel.
Well, Comrade Kathrada, who we should all respect in this country, and really respect, made that point. But it's the Khaled, the later one, Kachalia, with whom I work with his family, Azai, and everybody else, and really died in the wool. ANC members have made the same point. And many, many others, like Simang, made the same point. The fact of the matter is, when we wrote the Constitution, We base it on the Freedom Charter. We base it on the values in the Freedom Charter. We base it on the experience of the world in constitution making. And said, let's take the best and put it in the framework. Now, when we don't respect that constitution, we're failing to respect our own history, and that is therefore the values in the Freedom Charter. And that's when we begin to depart, lie about things, tell the people and the young people that the ANC is more important than the constitution. We're making a mistake. It's a mistake.
Now, what are your views with regards to the Gupta family and the role they played in state capture and the extremely close relationship with the president and his family, Mr. Boza?
You know what? I don't begrudge the president for having a relationship with anyone in this country. As long as those people who have a relationship with him don't abuse the president's relationship with them to enrich themselves, to advantage themselves. Whether they are the Guptas or whoever, for me, you must be very careful. Not every Indian is a Gupta, not every Gupta is an Indian. I think you understand me.
Yes, I do.
So we need to broaden the definition of who else is close to the president or any minister and abusing the state. And I think we must investigate these things and expose them, and where there's corruption, charge them for corruption.
Now, what do you make of this growing trend where so many children of ANC struggle heroes are now joining the DA or other, or EFF, for example?
I'll tell you what, I will not join the EFF, I will not join the ANC. I love my organization, I'm going to die being a member of the ANC. But I respect their right of freedom of association because it is in our constitution. They have the right to stay in the ANC or to go wherever they want to go or to go nowhere. It's a democratic right, and we must always respect that democratic right. And another thing which is of concern is, we've reached a point where if you express a view which differs from me, we tend to say, to call your names or to swear at you or shout at your public platform because we differ with you from views. I think that's immaturity in politics. In a democratic situation, we should defend each other's views even if they're different.
100%. Now, what needs to change if the ANC wants to return to the glory days, after 1994?
I think we need to return to the source. We need to have a reassessment of where we are and check what went wrong and be honest about it. And I think I want to use the word like we need to be reborn and renewed.
And are you still a proud ANC member?
I've just said to you,
yeah,
I'm a proud ANC member, but I will not be sucked in corruption. I will not be sucked in the looting of state treasury. I will not remain silent when people do wrong things. Irrespective of the price, I'll speak out.
Mr. Matthews Poza, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. You have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Good day for your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Mr. Matthews Poza, ANC struggle hero, talking about his love for the ANC, but not so much for how it is, you know, and at this moment, the image of the ANC, not in the best of images, of course, with all of the controversies surrounding it at this time. In a few seconds' time, we'll be joined by Hafidha Rehana Umar for the Middle East Report. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.